With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It was a tempest in a teapot last September. Cliff Notes, those summaries aimed at making it easier for high school and college students to not read the great books, went to court to halt a parody. Paul Sims, who wrote the parody for Spy Magazine, says Cliff Notes actually got an injunction, even though satire was printed all over the book.
5 times on the front, 4 times on the back. We have a spy book in big letters in red, white, and blue, which Cliff Notes never uses. If we lived in a nation of illiterate book buyers, there could be some confusion.
A higher court, however, saw reason.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals looked at it eventually and said no. You know, there's room in America for parody and satire, and in fact, parody and satire is protected by the First Amendment.
Something which also protects those dubious Cliff Notes. Spy Notes not only parodies Cliff Notes, but satirizes those in novels by the so-called Brat Pack.
The young literati of the late 1980s, centered primarily in New York City, Bret Easton Ellis and Tama Janowitz, Jay McInerney, and believe it or not, 17 other novels.
Spy Notes reduces the plots to utter simplicity, making them nothing but silly.
All about kind of the hip go-go lifestyle in the late 1980s in New York, about drug use and abuse, about, you know, sexual gyrations and staying out every night till 5 and getting fired from your job and hanging out with the cool people.
Paul Sims himself is a young man in his 20s, but insists he has no sour grapes over the success of the Brat Pack novels.
I actually don't, because I think this book here is better than each of those other books.
Spy Notes, hilarious. Pick it up near the cash register of your favorite bookstore. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Those so-called Brat Pack novels by young writers such as Jay McInerney, Tama Janowitz, and Bret Easton Ellis have a lot in common.
They tend to exaggerate the amount of sex going on, the amount of drug abuse, and also exaggerate the kind of bad mood of today's generation.
That's Paul Sims, who manages to satirize both the Brat Pack novels and Cliff Notes in his hilarious paperback, Spy Notes. In the book, Sims says that Jill Eisenstadt, who wrote the book From Rockaway, seems to have a fixation on urination.
Two women urinate on the beach. The one kind of ne'er-do-well kid is fantasizing about being able to urinate far enough and with enough force to douse a nearby lighthouse. Someone urinates in a bottle and gives it to someone else at a party.
That's the end fiction of the late 80s. Paul Sims says that the novels of those young writers were published not because they were that good, but that they came from people who seemed to be precocious for their age.
It was almost like a talking dog or something. You know, you don't care how well he speaks, but that he speaks at all.
Included in Spy Notes is a revolutionary device that actually lets you plot your own Brat Pack novel by moving a sliding card with various plot sequences, including a choice of a subtle epiphany to end the book.
One that seems to be very popular in these books, which is Los Angeles or New York is a bad city that can make a person crazy. That, I believe, was the point of Bright Lights, Big City, and Slaves of New York, and Less Than Zero, and quite a few others.
Paul Sims, one of the creators of the screamingly funny Spy Notes. And when does Paul Sims plan to write his own Brat Pack novel?
Maybe a few years from now, when I'm really down in the dumps and have lost all self-respect.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.